Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Tom Giordano's show. So, really, the biggest story, Mikey Sherrill, the governor's race, huge, Comey, huge. But the biggest ongoing story to me as we end the week is still what happened this week with ICE. There's this big study out there that no matter how you spin it, it acknowledges, and it's not from a conservative group, that we're seeing this surge in left-wing terrorism. We saw it in Illinois the last day or so, attacking an ICE facility, screaming, kill ICE agents. I'm going to play you Chuck Todd. And again, he's supposed to be mainstream media. The president has signed a memo today on this to go after this more, and Antifa's the target. And it, long-term, they're definitely a large part of the problem here. And college campuses. Here's Chuck Todd, though. And he's saying, I'm not going to blame ICE. And then he doesn't even pivot. There's no breath here where he goes into that they are going to get more of this, meaning ICE, and actually ask, in America, why are they wearing masks? Now, I wanted to connect that to what Jimmy Kimmel said this week. Todd here says that this is un-American. Jimmy Kimmel this week talking about un-American. Did we really want to get into a debate about what is un-American here to go down that path with those that are liberal and or progressive on these things? But here's Todd and these ICE agents. You know, look, some of it is the money, the signing bonus, etc. They are trying as hard as they can. They're being overwhelmed, ICE, with the number of people that want to be ICE agents. And I realize the motivations could be they want to do better for their families, etc. But these people are targeted even more than the local police, but there's spillover here. You have left-wing groups calling up the ghost of John Brown from the pre-Civil War. All right, here's Todd. Then I want to talk about it.
I'm not going to sit here and say ICE is bringing this upon themselves.
Yes, you are.
But why are we masking the agents when they come after people? This is America. This is not jackbooted thugs coming in at the, you know, that is not what America is supposed to be. And so all of this stuff is going to get met when you sort of govern in a nihilistic way, you're going to end up creating a lot of nihilists. And that's a very scary proposition for those of us that would like to live in free, normal America.
All right. There's a lot to unpack there with Todd, right? The thing is, I told you, un-American. Why are they masking up? My God, how disingenuous. You know, you wouldn't debate Todd. You would say, you know exactly, right? Are you kidding me? Now, you may differ. You may say, no, I don't think they ought to be masking up. But essentially, why are we allowing this for them to mask up in this versus the police? Well, thank God the police, by and large, are not in yet where they're going to be doxing them and going after their families. I mean, I said today with Mikey Sherrill, the guy who released this unredacted information on Sherrill, including her Social Security number and her home address, A, should be fired by now. I don't care what his federal protections, what lawyers, get him the hell out of there. And B, look at this as criminal charges. I happen to think he's probably a dope, but if he's a dope plus he's hooked in a partisan way to help the Cetarelli campaign. You're releasing Social Security information and all this. Now, you're in big trouble. It's the same thing here. Of course we have to protect the identity of these ICE agents. This is ridiculous. Why are they masked? California, a non-masking rule. And yet Antifa can run around masked. All right, 855-839-1210. But what he said there, the un-American, and then he added the new element, you'll be hearing more, nihilists. And a lot of these people are. A lot of these shooters are. The guy with Charlie Kirk, to me, this is the trans element, big time. That's exactly what it is. Now, the guy with ICE is anti-ICE. He's coming at it from that direction. But he appears to be zoned into more of the nihilism too, the gamer in another reality world. Impossible to figure these things out of exactly the full motivation. But the idea that somehow or another we ought to be, these are jackbooted thugs. This isn't America. How are they supposed to execute their mission here? And if you want to debate, well, America's deciding this, and I would say in any poll that I see, it's still the majority, and it's somewhere in the mid to high 50s that say no, mass deportations are necessary. They're still on board with this. And in my judgment, as much as we've had some incidents where it has been difficult, you know, the element, there was a story yesterday, and I'm trying to run it down today, and I'm still not sure, that ICE took away a guy here illegally who was a firefighter while he was fighting a fire. I mean, that's the thing. As much as you do see stories about this, in the grand scale of all this that's gone on with the numbers of people that have been scooped up, deported, etc., I would maintain we haven't seen these out. I thought it was going to be worse. You know, doing this, going in, when the American people voted for it, it is not an easy thing to do. It is messy. You're dealing with human beings. You're dealing with difficult situations. I get the argument. People have been here. Some of them have been here. They haven't done this, that, and the other thing. But just look at the astounding number of people that have committed serious crimes and have caused damage and still would cause damage, the human trafficking element. So I'm not saying America is fully satisfied. You know, people are human. They wish that this could be done in a way that is not as some of the things that we've seen. But the bottom line is, and I'm convinced of it, they still are supportive of this principle, close down the border. If you're here illegally, you got to go. All right. So we'll see if that polling, that indication continues. And is America really against ICE agents? Are they really buying into this stuff like with Chuck Todd and not wearing a mask, forcing that? They buy into that. There's no reason for it. They're just jackbooted thugs. We know exactly the reason. But I am interested that more and more smart people are looking at this nihilism, looking at this gamer world that goes way too far. I mean, I'm in the camp. I even tell DJ doesn't, but Luke somewhat, Henry, I don't get the gamer thing. The whole thing to me has never been appealing. I'm not talking about you watch video games, you're going to kill someone. I just find the whole thing unappealing to me. It would be unappealing to me at any age.
Video games.
The whole thing.
I feel like you're above that kind of era where the video games were ushered into. So I don't blame you. Yeah.
You think that's it?
Yeah. Like you never had them like growing up. Yeah, there was never the state, you know, whatever console wasn't the big thing everyone had.
Yeah. I can't even imagine though the appeal of it. So I'm not denigrating it and it's the end of the world. I'm just saying that I don't see much of an appeal. If you could put a button on it, two things. One, what's the appeal? And when does it go too far? When is it that it's too far? What would be a tell to you if you had any friends or you saw people that it's gone too far?
That what has gone too far exactly?
Being just into that, the gaming
video
part.
Games?
Yeah, that because this guy who shot up in Dallas clearly to me was a nihilist. I mean, Chuck Todd's right about that.
I don't want to Basically, you would not go to the bathroom. You'd use one of these Gatorade bottles in whatever
there
room you're in. That's taking it too far. And I know people have done that.
You've scored. Take the rest of the day off. Yeah. That is like a real specific, wow.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, isn't that a tell to you? Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta touch some grass a little
bit.
Go outside, get some sunlight.
Okay.
And use the bathroom.
And what's the appeal?
What, video games? I mean, it's addicting. It's like being immersed into something that you can never be. I can be an MLB player by playing MLB The Show. I can go play 2K. I can be in a war if I wanted to. Play some Call of Duty.
That's not appealing to me. I got to admit, I'll tell you, you know what I mean? It's not appealing to me to pretend to be a Major League Baseball. It really is. It's not.
Well, I guess that's you. Other people will fantasize about that.
I was just about to mention that, too.
Well, I wish, my wish was always to be a shooting guard in the NBA, of course.
Then we'll get you playing NBA 2K.
I'd be able to play defense than anybody alive, but, you know, the size part might be a hazard.
Make your player as tall as you want, so okay. There you go.
Yeah, but I mean...
6'7", Dom Giordano. Lockdown
defender.
Yeah,
but it's not good enough. I mean, I just know it's fake. It's just all the whole
thing.
That's
the point. I know a movie's fake. I know a TV show's fake, but I still sit down and watch them.
Yeah, but I'm not putting myself in it and saying, I am Henry Machette here, a hero.
Well, there's the fun in it. Like, sometimes you don't want to be a part of it. That's why you watch a movie or show. Sometimes you're like, I want to immerse myself. I'm playing a video game right now.
And Kirk, you're a video game guy. Too?
I am somewhat. I'm not really. I don't have. I've owned consoles before.
Okay.
And Henry's right. It's like the immersive experience, and you know, and the best game, GoldenEye, the movie. That was like the biggest game.
First multiplayer game.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And just to like be in, and had the cutscene, the scenes in a movie, and you're like, you felt you were part of the movie. That's how I enjoy it. I'm part of something big.
I should add too, with the video game appeal, you're hanging out with friends most of the time.
That's
you're
also
playing
true.
Games with friends. Whether, you know, back in the day,
but
everyone would come over to
you. You play sports at a pretty high level from what I can determine. Why would this be appealing when you have all that?
What, you could go and play sports?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do both. I like going out and like shooting hoops with friends.
Yeah,
you know, I was at the park on Monday getting in some runs. Like, I do that too. But I also like playing video games because sometimes I don't feel like running. And you can. Not everyone wants to go to the park. It's the same thing. Like, what's easier, getting everybody to get on their console or getting everybody to get together and go to the park?
Yeah. Okay. I just think when you can play sports that well and all, I wouldn't want to be doing that.
I'd prefer to be always playing something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
that's what I mean. All right, we've got to get you golfing, and that's addictive in a good sense.
I just can't get into golf. I play it, and then I just don't get the bug like everyone else.
All right.
My brother has the bug.
Yeah,
once you get the bug,
there's nothing like it. It really basketball's still better. But all right, 855-839-1210. We're coming to you. So the Chuck Todd thing, though, as we end the week, just pops for me. The stuff that he said there around ICE, this is going to be ongoing. I'm not sure what the mechanism is that's going to stop this or mitigate it, because people on the left are addicted to saying hit. The reason is it's easy. It makes your language colorful. It puts you over the top. Even if you say, like Chuck Todd, I'm not going to say ICE is bringing it on himself. And then he talks about how they're bringing it on himself. Right now, though, first, let's get a winner here. It's time for...
Money Melody.
All right. We are playing for a pair of tickets to see The Real Diamond, a tribute to Neil Diamond, perform at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on Bucks County Community College, Saturday, October 11th. For tickets, visit bucks.edu/tickets. Love the Zlock. Jack Carr, Richie Oli coming your way there in October. Get tickets now. I think there's maybe a few left. Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom. So today we're asking for something you saw on TV that you just couldn't believe you saw it, whether it was live or after. You just couldn't believe you saw it on television.
Right.
Something a lot of people can't believe they see on television is the death of a favorite character, you know, of one of
That's
their favorite
one.
Shows.
Yep.
You know, nothing breaks your heart more than like you were rooting for that person, or maybe that person had a good story, and then bang, it's over, just like that.
Let me give you one that told me this was going to be a great series.
Mm-hmm.
24, the first year, they killed off the wife of Jack Bauer with about a minute and a half left in the show. You know, you don't get rid of a major character like that. They said, you know what? This is a big time show.
Yeah. No, I love shows that aren't afraid to do that, too. Because especially if you do it at the end, you have people thinking for that entire offseason, like, oh, man, I can't wait until 24 comes back.
Exactly.
Great. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I'm actually going to take someone who was murdered in one of your favorite shows. Obviously not the actor. the character in which this actor who sings the song I'm about to play you was murdered in one of your favorite shows. But I don't even think that's the most jarring thing about him that you can find out. No, I think the most surprising thing you can find out about this actor is that despite being very, very American in this show you like, he's British in real life. And you would never think that the way you watch him in these shows. So I'm going to play you this British actor who gets away playing an American many times. I want to know the name of this actor with his original song playing right here. I know you love this actor, Dom, but do you love his song? Do you love his music?
I'm trying to translate it. I need closed captioning for this. Yes.
Well, yeah, it's hard between the hip-hop flavor and his accent.
Yeah, it's not dull like some of these covers are. Mm-hmm. It's not brutal.
No,
I give credit to it. I'm not following the nuance too much here, though. Yeah.
Dan's
not
going under the bus today.
No. An antagonist on a show that you love and you talk about on this show a lot.
Wow.
Want to know who he is.
All right. Dig down for that one, and you're going off to the Zlock. 855-839-1210. AT&T. Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. I am trying to sort all this out today. Henry, give us the clue again, and let's hear the sound.
Yeah, we want this actor
and
his own original song here, who you'd be surprised to find out is not American.
All right, let's try Anthony in Chesterfield. Can we send him off to the Zlock? Anthony, who is it?
That's Idris Elba.
He is a very good actor. Yeah, I would agree with that. Thank you, Anthony, very much.
Yeah.
How he knows that is foreign to me. But
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a pretty... Once you know what he actually sounds like, I think he's pretty recognizable. But it's that jarring thing. Like, if you had watched him as Stringer Bell on The Wire, you'd think, or Charles Minor on The Office, or many of his other roles, you would think, oh, man, this guy is American. No, you hear him talk, it's like, oh, thick British accent.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's a very recognizable voice.
Great work on putting that one together, though. That was right on the... Good stuff. All right, what's my duty as a talk show host? Well, there is no duty. Let people go off into the weekend not knowing for a while. We just saw a big cave-in or report the cave-in. I vote, got to report the cave-in. Jimmy Kimmel is returning to Sinclair stations. Here we go. Now, has he, you may remember, originally with Sinclair, they wanted an apology, which there's nothing like an apology. Henry, if you happen to find their statement, I'll go to you because I can't pull it. I've just seen this now. The statement, Sinclair, they're the main one. I don't know what Nexstar will do now. They still have some other irons in the fire. But Jimmy Kimmel back on Sinclair now. They wanted both the apology, which you didn't even talk about the subject, and they wanted a significant contribution to Charlie Kirk's group or the widow and kids. I'm a little bit unclear on that. But Sinclair is the big guy. I guess Nexstar will capitulate here, and we'll have to hear how the First Amendment has won. So look, Sinclair took a principled stand vis-a-vis the public's, you know, the stuff they were getting as a group of affiliates. What has he done that would make them, other than just the length of time of this week, now go back to saying we're going to carry him? What do they say, Henry?
Yeah, you want the full quote?
Yeah, just give us the, yeah.
Let's see here. Our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging for the widest possible audience. We seriously take our responsibility as local broadcasters to provide programming that serves the interests of our communities while also honoring our obligations to air national network programming. Over the last week, we have received thoughtful feedback from viewers, advertisers, and community leaders representing a wide range of perspectives. We have also witnessed troubling acts of violence, including the despicable incident of a shooting at an ABC affiliate station in Sacramento. These events underscore why responsible broadcasting matters and why respectful dialogue between differing voices voices remain so important. And in our ongoing and constructive discussions with ABC, Sinclair proposed measures to strengthen accountability, viewer feedback, and community dialogue, including a network-wide independent ombudsman. I've never heard that word before. These proposals were suggested as collaborative efforts between the ABC affiliates and the ABC network. While ABC and Disney have not yet adopted these measures, and Sinclair respects their right to make those decisions under our network affiliate agreements, we believe such measures could strengthen trust and accountability. Our decision to preempt this program was independent of any government interaction or influence. Free speech provides broadcasters with the right exercise judgment as to the content on their local stations. While we understand that not everyone will agree with our decisions about programming, it is simply inconsistent to champion free speech while demanding that broadcasters air specific content. As a company rooted in local stations, Sinclair remains committed to serving our communities with programming that reflects their priorities, earns their trust, and promotes constructive dialogue. We look forward to continuing to work with ABC to deliver content that serves a broad spectrum of our
communities. Salad, and the bottom line is this. The reason they were critical of him still has not been resolved. He wouldn't do the right thing. Apologize. We've been through this how many times? And I don't care what Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos say. They didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk being killed. They ought to shut up and stay in their lane about Jimmy Kimmel. So the battle continues, and again, if the affiliates, if they caved in their interest, they're feeling the heat, or they believe, as America's saying now, that, they buy into the freedom of speech argument, and that's what this is about. I'm not talking about the FCC and Carr. He muddied the waters here. I'm glad he's been marginalized. But I'm talking about the outright lie that Kimmel had the chance to apologize, which is right, never addressed it in what he said the other night. Those are all facts. So is that so cavalier now to that what was the central issue we're looking past where they said he had to apologize and make a significant contribution? All right, maybe the contribution's too much, but the apology? I don't think so. All right, we're talking about major moments in TV. This was not on TV. I might do, the Inquirer mentions this today, that this story involves, I would argue, the most beloved public figure in Philadelphia over the last, let me see when this happened. I don't want to give away too much on this, but the exact date that the name comes up all the time. It's got to be at least, it's the anniversary coming up. They're writing about this. He was only 43 when he died. I'll get the exact date. I'll tell you who that is coming up. And you have a figure like Rizzo, who is beloved, but the hatred. Remember, they set him on fire in the George Floyd summer. We still don't have the Rizzo statue. We'll let you know when George Baquetto has that all set up to be placed. This guy, though, is still beloved today. People that have living memory, I've never heard anyone say ill about him. Who might that be? I'm glad the Inquirer put this in. They said some facts here that, and only in Philadelphia would this go on this long. So we might do that next week as a side. I'll tell you coming up. We got the side question going on. And this disturbing news from Sinclair. Nothing has changed here with Jimmy. In fact, he's more insufferable, more emboldened than before. Will he in his monologue, which great guest this week, Henry, when we got on Christian Toto, because Toto made the point that he had all kinds of fact checkers for his monologue. So I'm not talking about Brendan Carr and the FCC. We've said all along that this guy was a bull in a china shop, among other things. I'm talking about, was this legit from Sinclair that they really had this uprising? They were afraid of their viewers, and that's why they did this. And is their take that America now stands with Jimmy Kimmel on this? Under what guideline? I mean, we've been through this. We've been through what's the difference in doing something that is insensitive and offensive, particularly in this narrow lane of broadcast, and something that we're coming after a person just to cancel them, just to be woke. And we talked about the fact that you have the ability to apologize for something that in the middle of all this was outrageously insensitive. That's all that you have to do. Or is America saying, go to hell? You know, he didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk that was that out of bounds. Why are you being so sensitive? How do we know it was left wing? Well, we know. How many things do we have to prove? Love to get you in on that, too. And I thought they might hold out a little longer, but people don't want to hear the nuance of this stuff. And Brendan Carr, and a lot of you have emailed me, thank you for that, spot on, the Brendan Carr guy was out of line. You got to call it the way you see. He was out of line. The guy he did the podcast with is a guy that's out of line. So the whole thing was off. Was there legitimately, I still think there was, a feeling with Sinclair and Nexstar that their viewing audience thought this wasn't, whatever phraseology you want to use, in the public interest, it was outrageous and there should be an apology? Or was that all made up? That's what you're going to hear that now over the next 24 hours. They caved in. We won. The First Amendment won. You're all Nazis. You're all fascists. And can't we call out, as many of us have, and many of you have, a guy like Brendan Carr, rather than our nodding in the head because, you know, he's on our side at this time, if this were done to somebody else? That works both ways, though. These last 2 weeks, with the killing of Charlie Kirk, for example, with the assassination attempt of ICE agents in Dallas, if it had been on the other side, where progressive slash liberals were under attack in that blatant of a manner, what would the media be doing? You know exactly where they'd be going. So this works both ways. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Most beloved figure, Henry, and I don't think Kirk would have any knowledge of this. And there's a detail in here about him, too, that I didn't know. All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
but you know
what,
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there's all kinds of scenes there. You know the one in The Wire, Henry, where at least Dan and I were in sync. That was a big TV moment. Omar, when they wouldn't cover his death, they covered a fire, just another fire.
Yeah.
The reality of it was unbelievable.
Yeah, his end was, I think,
perfectly
written.
Done. Yeah. Perfectly done. All right, thanks to Newman Price on Twitter. He says, can't call in. Who shot JR? That was huge. And Leslie Fishapine got it right. I was talking a moment ago, most beloved, Jim O'Brien. He made 814 jumps, says the Inquirer, parachute jumps. Yeah, he liked to live on the edge. He did a lot of mountain climbing, all kinds of stuff. And the last one is when he tangled up with somebody else. I don't know if they both died or not, but he did. And she said she remembers exactly where he was and hearing that. That's how powerful this was. And Inquirer makes a point out on, they say, City Avenue. Come on, Inquire. It wasn't called that then. We know what it was called. City Line Avenue. Those were our movie stars. Jim Gardner, Jim O'Brien, all those TV stations out there. Not Hollywood. They were right here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And he was the biggest. I think it's the anniversary this week of when he died. He was only 43. Wow. It's hard to believe a weatherman would have this type of impact, and it's got to be 45 years after the fact, I think.
I remember watching when I was a kid when he broke the news, and Gardner welled up and was like literally in tears on air when the news broke.
Yeah, and Channel 6 taps into that in a way that nobody else has ever been able to do it.
You're right.
It's incredible, yeah. But imagine the weatherman is like our star in this area. The Inquirer's right about that, you know, rather than Hollywood.
Yeah, that's true. It's not usually the weatherman.
Yeah, check it out, Inquirer, though. I'm a fact checker. I'm like the CNN guy. I think it was called City Line Avenue at that point. I'm just saying the signs, I bet, said. I debated a guy, and they dredged up old signs that said City Avenue. Yeah. But it was way up. It was way up. It wasn't the lower. All right, let's go to David. In Lexington, South Carolina. How's the weather there today, David? Is it scorching? I know you don't like the heat so much.
Well, anything above 80 is hot to me, but it's probably not too bad today, relatively speaking, so could be worse.
Well, here, it's beautiful days, and Fox just showed Atlantic City. Nobody on the beach in Atlantic City. What's up with that?
I don't know. I'd say probably 85 here, though, so it's not too bad here.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, Dom, if you do play online basketball, I do trust you will put blue jeans on your character.
Absolutely. And, you know, Henry's gently putting in bigger and bigger bold stripes on my show sheet, David. I haven't played Newman Price's song to me. I'm definitely going to play it one of these days. And it does involve wearing jeans. I still don't get it. They're the most comfortable thing ever created. Well, Henry, you wear basketball shorts here, right? Do you have one today?
Yeah, I'm literally wearing
basketball. He's got basketball shorts on.
It's a Friday. No one's here.
What? Yeah, but what the heck did Greg Stocker do? When did that become part of the dress code?
It became part of the dress code when no one shows up for work on Friday. So
that's
dress
true.
How I want.
Out here, and yet Rich is here in studio today.
Yeah, that's
what's
shocking.
It's jarring. Shocking. No one else is here. It's like the apocalypse is hit.
a backwards day.
Yeah.
Well, Dom, other than that moment when you were somewhat on televised media eating the oyster, my side answer is the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction, because mainly not so much what it was, but what it led to. Because many people don't know this. That's what created YouTube. There wouldn't be a YouTube without that. And, you know, without YouTube, I wouldn't know find people like Joe from Columbus.
Wait a minute. Why did that create YouTube, though?
Because the guy, he was like, I want to watch this again, and he couldn't find it online. He was like, there's got to be a video somewhere. So he said, well, enough of that. I'll make my own platform for that. So he created YouTube just so people could post random videos.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you very much, David. If Dan were here, Henry, I would know. I'm trying not to be biased what his vote would be. It'd be for that. When there's a bit of an entertainment factor, yeah, you can find that oyster eating. And by the way, I did eat oysters in there. I don't care what anyone says.
You had some nice brine. the brine that was in the shell with it.
The cooked oyster.
The cooked oyster you ate.
Let me just say, if we go back to Mulligan's again, which could happen, I'm told, I will eat a cooked oyster.
All right. We got to go raw this time.
No raw oysters. I've been through this before. Doctors and others email, are you kidding me? Don't force yourself into this. My God.
There's no, a Surgeon right. General's warning.
Well, if you're there, Henry, with this, I'll let you, the Surgeon General of the United States. By the way, President Trump has more endorsed Jack Ciattarelli, and he called his opponent Mike. I don't know what Trump's trolling, but he said, Ciattarelli will beat Mike.
That was awesome.
I guess it is awesome. Her name, right? Yeah.
Well, right. She does with the Mikey, but it's Mikey, not Mike, you know. But what's Trump playing with? God only knows what's going on in his head.
Like coffee.
Yeah. But, this has roiled the race. We were on this, and yesterday when Matt Rooney jumped in, I saw Rich had it on Twitter, and Somebody else sent it to me the instant it happened. And again, you know what this is? The bottom line on this is this. All right, this is very reminiscent of this thing with Jimmy Kimmel. The FCC guy went way overboard. That fact is true. The idiot that sent for this FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, her Social Security and her home address, he went way overboard. Okay? But the bottom line is with Mikey Sherrill, this is out there. It's part of a pattern. And now, rather than, I mean, they can fire the guy that did this. They could even charge him if they want. But there's no criminality on the part of the Chitterelli campaign or anything else. And it's out there now, and it's part of a pattern, just like the stock trading with her. Will she now produce whatever she, and I think she should have every right to her own record, to show what was ever written in that record, if there's writing about the cheating scandal, what she did, why she couldn't be in there. Let's hear the exact language of that. And then she can put this to bed and she can go on the attack and say it's unfair to go after her military service. But this is part of a pattern that's going on here. It is out there now. And it's going to be interesting to see, does she eventually do the right thing and give the documentation on this? And if it is exactly as she's suggesting it is, then it will be interesting to see how the Chitterelli campaign deals with it. But as it stands now, this is a major problem for her. There is no doubt. Aside from the guy who released stuff that should not be released, particularly for somebody in the military, it's ridiculous. All right, it is the lightning round next. And we'll get a winner today. By the way, the Jim O'Brien thing just shows how special Philadelphia is. You can be in other places in the country. They're not remembering the weatherman 43, whatever the number of years are after the fact. And you just would not have that type of connection. It's a spot that is quirky. And some people, sometimes even athletes, don't get it. We saw the passing of Bernie Perrant. I told you, I've been in events with Bob Kelly like 30 years, 40 years after he last played, and people are coming up and buying him drinks. Maybe it happens in other places, but it really happens here. And on the other hand, if you're seen as somebody who's not gone all out, like some Sixers, Henry, Sixers in the news. What's the first thing for the new season?
Are we starting with this again? I saw this yesterday.
They had high hopes for, can't play for months.
Yeah, Jared McCain, torn UCL in his right thumb.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also see today Paul George isn't ready to play. He's probably going to miss some games to start the year. Like, what are we doing?
You know what? Philadelphia so despises Paul George, they can't even boo him. They can't even muster enough to go after. That's like the ultimate disrespect.
It is.
We're not even going to boo you.
It's not like we stop caring. It's just
we stop caring.
And make us care again.
Philadelphia never care. You know, you listen to sports radio 30 years from now, they'll bring up Paul George. But for now, that's right. All right, lightning round next. We'll get a winner. We'll send you off to Gallows. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it is the lightning round. Be ready. Hit us with an all-time TV moment. We've had some great ones so far. Let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Hey, Susan, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. Well, in 1975, and it was titled The Battle of the Sexes, and it really was because women were betting, men were betting. It was a great big event between Ruffian, who was 10 for 10 in her races, undefeated, against Foolish Pleasure, who was the boy, at Belmont, and down the home stretch, she broke down. I mean, I still tear up, and so do people. I have a big poster of her. She shattered her leg. She refused to stop running, and she eventually had to be put down.
Boy. Yeah. That is a biggie. All right. My horse racing, in one moment, Secretariat coming down the backstretch at the Belmont, laughing at the other horse. What was it, 27 and a half length, something like that?
An insane number.
Yeah, I think Secretariat's the greatest athlete of all time.
People would agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
My galvanizing moment is the time when President Reagan was shot by John Brinkley as Reagan was preparing to enter the presidential limousine.
Absolutely. Joe, why you're here, such an aficionado of the language. I'm watching this. I just saw this. Merriam-Webster Dictionary has added 5,000 words to the dictionary. No way. They just added 5,000 words.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, that's, don't you think, Joe, that's a little bit much? Do we need 5,000 more words?
No, they're too avant-garde.
Johnny throws right, avant-garde in.
Exactly right.
The guy just is a brand. He's not thinking about it. It just bubbles up out of him. Oh, my God. I remember the first time we discovered Dan and I were like, oh, my goodness.
Eloquent.
Yeah. Drew in Upper Starby. Drew, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, I know I'm going way back for this, but the whole world watched this unfold on live TV when the Israeli athletes were taken hostage in the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich, Germany. And it was so surreal, Dom, especially when they showed that the terrorists on the hotel balcony in their ski masks. And you're seeing this live. And it was like unbelievable. I was just a kid. It was pretty scary. And they ended up killing, I think, like 9 of the athletes. It was tough to take.
Jim McKay wasn't just a great sports guy. He's the one was the main voice on ABC, Drew. Unbelievable from him.
He had that 5 o'clock, Don. He had that 5 o'clock shadow because he never went to sleep. You know?
Yeah, exactly. The Earl of Tacony, Talk Radio 1210. Earl, what's yours today?
Joe O'Brien was 42 years ago yesterday, September 25th, 1983.
Ah, okay. 42 years and still, I think, arguably the most beloved, those that lived during that time and have memory.
And I have a song. Keeley got run over by a snowplow, reporting from Jersey one snowy day. Never once did he lose his composure, and he finished his story anyway. He was reporting down in Woodstown, next to a field that's full of peaches. You know, he probably would be safer if they sent him to the shore down by the beaches. We know Steve is a professional. You cannot call him a hack. But he learned a valuable lesson. When the plows come down the road, don't turn your back. Don't turn your back!
Beautifully done. Thank you, Earl. All right, we'll start with you and get a winner today, then put him into the hat for the winner of the week. Kirk, who did you like?
I'm going with my central guy, Joe. I'm going with the 68 game and the 68 game and Heidi.
Joe and Columbus.
Joe and Columbus. Okay, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. The two I really liked today were David Lexington's answer of the Janet Jackson nip slip leading to the creation of YouTube. And then the other one was the one right after him, Chizer and Chester Springs, the Battle of the Sexes, but in horse racing.
Yeah, I got to go with David and Lexington. Yeah. That just is cracks the code of what the side question sometimes does. I never knew where YouTube came from.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. I always forget until you hear it again. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Kimmel the other night had 15 million people that watched on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's shocking, but okay.
Really, but P.S., I bet they're only clips, not the full show.
Oh, yeah, maybe. 100%.
Yeah.
All right, clips, so that's the winner. Yeah, let's do the roll call, and let's pull out the winner this week.
Yeah, so Monday, we asked for someone with an all-time great accent. Xenos and Upper Darby gave us Bela Lugosi. Tuesday, we asked for that worst person. Robert and Ben Salem gave a fantastic answer of the modern leftist. Wednesday, we asked for associated with Westerns, Patton Lehigh Valley, one with showdowns. Yesterday, we asked for that change for the worse, Mike in Chester County, with the answer of the new gas cans that you just can't get open. And then you heard it here, that all-time TV moment. We had the Janet Jackson nip slip. So if we put all of these into the hat here and get a little drum roll going. Oh, that's a number two. Who is Tuesday's winner? That is Robert and Ben Salem.
Right.
Of course it is. All right, Robert.
Robert and Ben Salem, the winner. That was a great answer. But I got to say, the TV moment thing today was very good, too. All right, we'll do it all again on Monday. Jack Cittarelli coming on Monday. Scott Presler, Corey DeAngelis already booked. That's a $50 gift card, though, to Robert, to Gallows Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Thank you, Bob Harvey. Bob, wonderful stuff. Get the seafood salad, Rose favorite. Thanks, Kirk, producing Henry. A really good week here.
As
Let's keep it going. Rich the Always next, and this is a busy, busy news
day. In studio.
In studio on a Friday.
On a Friday.
All right. Get into the car. Apocalypse is coming your way. Rich Cioli for 4 big hours on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.